the latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. How do you write good podcast ads that sell? For an answer with a full bibliography and careful reasoning, Sounds Profitable This Week is written by Stu Redwine from Oxford Road. You should take a look or subscribe. It's at soundsprofitable.com. Podcast host Resonate Hosting has added in-app storage to store raw audio and music files forever. You get 2 terabytes of storage with the plan for $9.99 a month. In Brazil, mobile phone network TIM is to offer Deezer Go, a version of the music streaming app with free data. The product also includes podcast access. Shimalaya might not float on the New York Stock Exchange. After all, Chinese authorities have apparently asked the company to launch in Hong Kong instead. The company owns Himalaya, which it apparently injected $100 million into, although maybe it didn't. You'll find links to both of those stories in our show notes and our newsletter today. Fable and Folly have announced their quarter 3 21 slate. Co-founder Sean Howard says there's something for everyone. Spotify is to make another podcast exclusive on its platform. Irish podcast The Two Johnnies go exclusive on Spotify from the 14th of June. The Podcast Brunch Club, like Book Club but for podcasts, has released its June playlist, Sound Sensation. Do you edit in Hindenburg Journalist Pro? Have you ever wondered how the super easy one knob compressor works? My goodness, we've got a link for you. It explains it all. You'll find that in our show notes and our newsletter today as well. The Cube is a streaming app of music and podcasts produced by black, brown, queer and trans people of colour. It's on Indiegogo and raising $75,000 to launch. You have a month to enter your podcast into the Podcast Awards. There are 10 new categories this year. We've been given some categories which are thin on participants, i.e. you stand a better than normal chance of winning. You'll find those listed too. Congratulations to Financial Sobriety for winning the top podcast in the Advisor Awards from Investment News and FICOM Partners. And Matt Deegan has written about the British Podcast Awards and Podcast Day 24, which takes place this Monday. There's a discount code in our newsletter today. And in podcast news, we've got a lot today. A collective of creators is producing Spacecasts, a podcast containing the very best discussions from Twitter Spaces and Clubhouse. The Verge reports that creators will share in the revenue from the podcast. The Dana Show is to replace Rush Limbaugh's show on a number of radio stations, or maybe it's the Dana Show. We don't know. Anyway, it's to be highlighted on the Audacy platform as a podcast. The first new show from the Vox Media Network and Cafe has launched. Now and Then is a weekly podcast hosted by historians exploring current events in the context of American history. It's the International Day of the Whore today. Not one we could mention in our newsletter for fear of being marked as spam. Anyway, The Oldest Profession, which is the name of a podcast, celebrates the launch of the rights movement for sex workers on this day in 1975. Yesterday, we reported on research about people who hate eating noises. Courtney Carthy from Nearly Media mentions The Junkies, which has a nice way to get around the necessary eating on the podcast. He tells us, eating is an essential but unwelcome part of the show, so we play a lovely bit of French-style accordion music each time. Well, why not? And there are plenty more in our newsletter at podnews.net.